Radio Prague News.
The temporary ban on hard alcohol should be lifted on September 26th. The European Parliament is seeking a discussion on the post-World War II Benes decrees in response to a Hungarian petition. And the first ever trial of terrorist suspects in the Czech Republic has begun in Prague. The Czech government intends to lift the temporary ban on hard alcohol on September 26th. A special meeting of the Ministries of Health, Agriculture, Trade and Finance on Wednesday night approved new measures to allow the distribution of newly produced spirits and release of the bottles that were seized last Friday. The primary solution is the printing of new, more modern duty stamps on bottles of alcohol and safety certification for the products. The ministries have been ordered to submit an analysis of the activities of the state authorities, inspections and the police in fighting black market alcohol sales in the Czech Republic. The ongoing outbreak of methanol poisonings has so far claimed the lives of 23 people in various parts of the country. Another three people were hospitalized with signs of poisoning in recent days. The European Commission has warned the Czech Republic it should suspend all exports of hard alcohol to other EU countries and elsewhere. The request came on Wednesday afternoon at a meeting of the European Parliament Committee for the Environment, Public Health and Food Safety. The European Spirits Organization has complained about the order to reissue duty stamps and called on the government to end the prohibition. The current system of duty stamps, they say, does not impede counterfeiting or the black market, as the stamps are easy to falsify, are often reused, and their absence on bottles overlooked. The government imposed the ban on beverages with an alcohol content of more than 20% on September 14th. The prohibition is reportedly costing the government 25 million crowns a day in lost tax revenues. The European Parliament will open a discussion on the so-called Benes decrees, which resulted in the expulsion of the Czechoslovak, German and Hungarian populations and the seizure of their property after World War II. The discussion will be based on a Hungarian petition against the 2005 decision of the Slovak National Council, declaring that the decrees are immutable. The Parliament has asked Bratislava to send delegates to explain the circumstances around the declaration, which some Hungarian and other MEPs have called discriminatory. The Czech Parliament issued a similar declaration in 2002. The first ever trial of terrorist suspects in the Czech Republic has begun in Prague. Four Dagestanis, two Bulgarians and one citizen of Moldova are accused of counterfeiting documents with the intent of aiding terrorist activities between 2008 and 2010. According to the state attorney, Petr Bosch, the defendants falsified dozens of documents for Dagestani terrorists who were staying in Germany. Four of the seven allegedly knew that the documents would end up in the hands of terrorists. Most of the defendants refused to testify on Wednesday. One man admitted his involvement but denied that he was part of an organized group, saying that he was simply a middleman. All of the defendants denied links to terrorists in the Russian Republic of Dagestan. The hearings will continue on Thursday and Friday. Now turning briefly to the weather, the coming days should be sunny to partly cloudy with daytime temperatures of 13 to 17 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.